NPR.
It is Jobs Friday, and a pretty dramatic one at that. The U.S. economy added 943,000 jobs in July. That is close to a million jobs added in 4 weeks. And the jobs report for June was revised up. Apparently, June was much better than we thought, and nearly 938,000 jobs were added in June. All told, that is almost 2 million jobs added in 2 months. Also, the unemployment rate fell from 5.9% to 5.4%. Luke Pardue is an economist at Gusto, a payroll and benefits company that focuses on small businesses across the U.S. And I was very excited to go deep into the jobs report with Luke. But before I did, I had this kind of burning question. What do you think? Is this an air horn month?
This was the jobs report that we were waiting to see in April and May, and it's finally come in July at the almost million mark that we've wanted to see. I will say, you know, there are two caveats in this report.
Oh, caveats. This is The Indicator from Planet Money. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. Today on the show, the amazing jobs report for July. Almost a million new jobs. So can we finally break out the air horn, or will the caveats win the day?
This message comes from NPR sponsor Fundrise, making investing in private real estate as easy as investing in stocks, bonds, or mutual funds. Build a more diversified portfolio today at Fundrise, FundRise.com/indicator. This message comes from NPR sponsor Capital One. Capital One Auto Navigator can help you find a car, get pre-qualified instantly, and see your real monthly payment without impacting your credit score. Capital One. What's in your wallet? Terms and conditions apply. More at CapitalOne.com/AutoNavigator.
Adding 943,000 jobs in 1 month is amazing. For months, economist Luke Pardue has been waiting for this moment. And it came early this morning when he went to the website for the Bureau of Labor Statistics just as the report dropped for the July jobs numbers.
You open the page and your eyes go to that number. I saw that nine, and I immediately was excited because, you know, we've been looking for this number. Every time my eyes scan to the jobs report, when I opened that page and scanned to the nine, I was incredibly excited because that's the number we've been looking for so long.
And there wasn't just one nine. Either there were two nines, one for last month, the month of July, and also one for June, which was revised up. It was especially good to see those numbers, because for the last few months, it has been such a strange thing to see the jobs getting added more slowly than expected. Strange because at the same time as there were millions of unemployed people in the U.S., there were also millions of open jobs, companies desperate for workers. And yet, in March, April, May, all those millions of jobs and those millions of workers just didn't seem to be finding each other. Until now.
It's really hard to find a blemish in this report.
You look worried.
Yeah, I've got my worried face on. As an economist, it's my job to be worried about these things.
Luke says there are two main reasons for his worried economist face today, and both of them have to do with timing. First, the season.
Sometimes seasonal adjustment can screw up numbers that the BLS puts out, and we've seen large gains in education here, which might be due to the fact that schools have been building up staffing over the summer.
Luke says regular seasonal adjustments are tricky now because the job market has been going through such a strange time, and he worries this month's number might be a little bit artificially high. But mostly, Luke is making his worried economist face because of when this data was collected.
This report has included data through the 12th of the month, or the week that includes the 12th of the month. And that was before a lot of the fears around the new Delta variant have taken hold. And so this report doesn't capture any employment change that is due to the Delta variant.
The Delta variant. Luke points out that in just the last few weeks, a lot of big companies like Amazon have scrapped plans to reopen their offices. Also, some local governments have put restrictions like mask mandates back in place. Other places have started requiring proof of vaccination to be able to eat inside or go to the gym. those restrictions could put a damper on customer demand and could also scare people from taking jobs. Luke says this fear has a big economic impact. He and his team at Gusto did a study looking at states with higher vaccination rates versus those with lower vaccination rates and how fast they were each adding jobs.
We saw a very tight correlation that, you know, states like Delaware and Vermont that are doing really well in vaccination rates have also seen the strongest small business employment growth. There's a strong undercurrent of concern that even though this summer in everybody's mind is this recovery and we're done with the virus, workers don't want to return to these jobs that require face-to-face contact. And particularly now, in this moment, as we've seen the threat of new variants, the uncertainty around public health is holding back this recovery.
There is another major factor that Luke and his team have looked into, and this one in collaboration with The Washington Post. And that is unemployment insurance. About half of the states in the country ended extra unemployment benefits early. It's about $300 a week. They did this because they were hoping that it would push workers off of the sidelines and to take some of the open jobs. Luke and his team compared the rate that states that ended their benefits early were adding jobs and compared it to how fast jobs were added in states where unemployment benefits were left in place.
You really need a magnifying glass to see the difference in hiring across these states. So states that ended unemployment insurance supplements early have seen a gain of 11.6%. versus states that are keeping these supplements saw a gain of about 11.2%.
So a difference of about 0.4%.
Which means that this benefit was playing a small role, a non-zero role, but it wasn't playing a very large role in the labor market across these two comparison groups.
Luke says if there had been a big difference here, we would know that as soon as the extra benefits expired for all states next month, jobs would come roaring back. But the fact that his data has shown that vaccination rates and virus fears seem to be playing a bigger role in the jobs market means that the uncertainty and fear around the Delta variant and also possibly rising rates of COVID could potentially derail the jobs recovery.
Those gains could be erased and we could fall deeper, what we call a double dip recession, which would be incredibly painful for these businesses.
And Luke points out, we are still on a back foot. The jobs market still has a long way to go before we're back to where we were. How many more of this kind of month do we need to get back?
Okay, so right now we're still 5.7 million jobs short of where we were in February 2020. So if we think about a million jobs a month, that still leaves us nearly 6 months away from just restoring the losses of this recession.
And that would have to be six more pretty great months like this last one, months adding almost a million new jobs. Of course, that is not even counting the jobs that we would have seen if COVID had never happened and the economy had been growing and adding jobs like normal. Still, it is important to remember that July was a good month. You could even say a great month. I don't know. What are your feelings? Is this our air horn moment?
I do think that this is an air horn month. I've missed the air horn in the indicator, but I think that, you know, we have seen over the past few months a speedy recovery, and these employment numbers have led me to believe that we are at the cusp of the recovery that we wanted to see.
Really? So you're giving like a green light to the air horn?
I think this is an air horn month. And if we can maybe have a caveated air horn, it would be best, but you know.
So maybe what we need is an air horn that's like 1/6 as loud as a normal one, like a quiet one.
If you get 6 months of jobs reports, then we can build up to the normal air horn again.
So caveats be damned. Here we go. It's Jobs Friday. I know, it's a little unsatisfying, but it is a start, and hopefully next month, it will get a little bit louder. This episode of The Indicator was produced by Brittany Cronin with help from Darian Woods and Gilly Moon. It was fact-checked by Michael Ha and Julia Ritchie. It was edited by Kate Concannon, and The Indicator is a production of NPR.